Hey, Taita, hola, Zimbabwe, Mushe, welcome. Munichirongwa chedu chechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe, Mushe, welcome to our youth. Our program, The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2019. Welcome. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome to Nogamchirai Muchirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, Uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Ikakhulukazi nxa uyizalwane seZimbabwe, kana uri chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uri munhu wechidiki, and you're facing any problems, we're looking towards tackling it right here on our youth forum, Studio 7's own program. So today in our program, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we're looking towards tackling or talking about the STEM program, the Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics program in Zimbabwe. Now, this is mainly focused towards higher and tertiary education institutions. Government believes that the STEM program could be the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems. Let's take a look at what we have in store for you today.
Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, Science and Technology, Professor Amon Murira, recently announced that $5 million will be released to five local universities for the procurement of equipment to be used in innovation hubs. The products that come out of these hubs are to be commercialized with the idea of developing Zimbabwe's economy. Could the government's investment in the country's science, technology, engineering and mathematics program be the answer to various challenges faced by Zimbabweans? Join us on The Connection for a discussion on the government's initiative. If you wish to join our program, either write your number and comments in the comments section or text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318.
Yilo ludaba esilalo egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo Zimbabwe Omuhle nyani. Lamukela nonke kuhlelo The Connection, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngokwenziwa ngabatsha abenza imisebenzi wezandla ngesikhiwa bathi ama start-up companies. Omunye wabo ijaha elafunde NUST, umnumzana uFarai Musendo, sabe sikhangela ukuba laye kuhlelo lamhla, olenkampani yona elenjongo yokubutha amaplastic ewagige kuphume idiesel kanye le-wax. Sizonjalo ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngezemfundo ephakameyo, Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, uProfessor Amon Murira, usanda ukuthi uhulumende usenikeze ama-coalition amahlanu, five colleges, imali efika izigidi ezinhlanu, $5 million ukuthenga imitshina ezabe esetshenziswa ngabafundi abafundi izifundo ezihambelane lohlelo lwemfundo science, i-technology, i-engineering kanye le-mathematics, abanye bathi i-STEM program. UProfessor Murira uthi inhlelo ezisaphuma emakolishini lawa ezifana lohlelo luka Musendo produce diesel kanye le wax zizasetshenziswa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Ay, Zulukandaba, yini umbono wenu ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo? Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo, sithumeleni umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Lekhona njalo ukusithinta ecingweni live on air kunombolo ezithi +1 202 619 2077. Ndiyo nyaya yethu nayo, Nasi Mgango, muri yedu yeZimbabwe. Ndinomugamuchira imese muchirongwa chedu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection, mwineni Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa, tirikutarisa nyaya yehurongwa wehurumende wekuyedza kukurudzira zvidzidzo zveSTEM, Science, Technology, Engineering uyezve Mathematics muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro. Takanzwa kuti gurukota iro rinoona nezvedzidzo zvepamusoro-soro muzvinafundo Amos Murira vanoti hurumende yakapa mayunivhesiti $5 million. Saka pane mayunivhesiti mashanu hapa. Each university is getting $1 million. Iyo ine chinangwa chekutenga equipment ichange chishanda ma innovation hubs uko kuma university akasiyana aya tiudzewo maonereyu pamusoro pezviri kuitwa nehurumende munobvumirana nazvo here is this a good thing takanzwawo zvekare kuti pane umwe wechidiki akabva kuNust University anonzi vafarai musendo avo vane kambani yavo inonzi Farai Pyro vamusendo avo vane kambani yavo iyo ine chinangwa chekuti vanotora maplastic mune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe vachoproducer diesel uyezve wax vachishandisa plastic takatarisira kuti vafarai vachapinda muchirongwa vachitudzawo maondero uyezve vachitsanangura kuti vanozviita sei diesel riri kubuda pane plastic aiwa zviri kunakidza izvi plus 12026192077 ndiyo nhamba yekufona kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa liyakhona njalo usitinte cingweni kunombolo zithi plus 12026192077 tiri kutepfenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave uyezve pa 4930 6065 nepa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave abafisa kubukela kuinternet sikhona ku www.voashona.com www.voaintebele.com tiripo zvekare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we are streaming on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. So please, Zimbabwe Mushe, share the program, write your comments, fagana ma likes, fagana ma hearts. Let's see if you're enjoying tonight's program. I'm your host, Mike Ove, Pindai Mchirongwa. At BigMike3 is the username on Twitter if you're looking towards conversing with me. So Zimbabwe Muhle ngena nikuhlelo sizwe ukuthi nina inombono wenu mayelana ngohlelo lalamuhla. Yebo, so ngena nikuhlelo ngena nikuhlelo ngena nikuhlelo Zimbabwe Muhle ngena nikuhlelo.
Hey taita yaita hola ndeipiko hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mike Ove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana ukutshawana neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hobe abafisa ukuxoxa nami kana mhla ukukurukura neni ndiri pa Twitter uyezve pa Instagram at BigMike3 asi pari zvino tiri kutepfenyura pa mapage edu matatu pa Facebook VOA Shona VOA Ndebele VOA Studio 7 tudzewo maonerenyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa asi ndiri kunzwa kuti we already have our first guest. I'm super excited ngike ngakhuluma ndambokurukura nezvaye zita rake anonzi Farai Musendo vamusendo ane kambani yawo inonzi Farai Pyro. Now this company Farai Pyro targets towards using plastic waste towards creating diesel and wax. Aiwa, vafarai, vamusendo, mapinda muchirongwa. Welcome to our youth program.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing? I'm super excited to have you in our program today.
Yeah, I'm from Zimbabwe.
Mapinda mchirongo wa msendo. Saka wa msendo ngatisange ine rurimi rwa mai. Chandiri kunzwisisa chimboti udzaiwo kuti diesel yenyu munoigadzira sei muchishandisa plastic.
Diesel togadzira tichishandisa mushini. Watakagadzira isusu pachezvedu. Tichishandisa fundo nerumizha watakafunda. Apo takaita kuchikoro. Saka tinotora mapepa anoraswa nevanhu maplastic iwaya tiisa mumuchini imomomo mumaano enda muprocesi yatakagadzira isusu tichishandisa local raw materials nemakatalisa atinoshandisa imomo watakagadzira toga tichishandisa zivo nehumhizha hwatinawo kuno kuZimbabwe.
So, chimboti sanangurirai womukoma, how difficult is it to produce diesel using plastic waste?
come again, I don't get dizzy. Because
I was asking, how difficult is it to produce diesel and wax using plastic waste?
The waste plastic, we are collecting it from all of our areas, from the CBD, from various industries that are producing the waste. So we collect it, and we clean it, and we shred it. They pass through our reactors, whereby various chemical engineering reactions take place inside there, resulting in the production of the diesel and the fuel for making soap polish, which is used for domestic purposes.
Ndikutoona vateereri vedu vatotanga nekutobvunza maquestions nekuti vatosipakwa neinitiative yenyu yekugadzirisa fuel newax muchishandisa maplastic. Vabhoas Jayaguru vakutobvunza, hanzi muri kubudisa marita mangani pazuva muchishandisa maplastic kugadzirisa diesel uye zvewax? Muri kubudisa marita mangani diesel pazuva?
Pane maplastic esaunoita. Pane uremu hwakaoka hwaunoisa. Tingaite percent yacho ndo yatinoita inoenda kuita kuchinja diesel. Ini 20% ndo inosara iri wax yatinozoshandisa kugadzira floor polish.
Saka ngatichienderai mberi. Enderai mberi mati.
Saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti michini yedu midiki zvikuburitsa diesel shoma. Saka naizvozvo tiwane mukana wekukudza mishini yedu tikwanise kugadzira dizi rakawandisa, nekuti dizi raneta kuno kuzimbabwe tinoita kuti ikonomi yedu ishungurudzike nekushayika kwedizi iro.
So vamusendo, ngatichienderai mberi timbobata nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa. Takanzwa hurumende muzvinafundo Amos Murwira, avo vari minister of higher and tertiary education, vachiti aiwa ivo varuda hurumende ichange ichipa macollege mashanu, 5 different colleges, $5 million. Saka pane macollege each college irikwana $1 million. Chinangwa chemari iyoyo ndechekuti they want to uplift my innovation hubs mune macollege aya akasiyana siyana. Tiudzewo imi, I know kuti you recently graduated from NUST University. Tiudzewo kamaonero enyu pamusoro pezviri kuitwa nehurumende.
Nyaya ichekutanga ndeyekuti payakazotanga tange tabva kuchikoro. Saka ziri kuti inonyatsofamba sei, nekuti patiramboedza kuda kutaurana nevanhu vechikoro kwandaive vakatisi pange pasina mari dzakadaro dzaikwanisa kubatsira kuti maprojekti akadai anga achiitika. Saka pari zvino zvatakabva kuchikoro ikokoko tichiramba kuedza kutaurana navo tiona kuti pane zvingaitike zviitike zvavo, but pari zvino hapana chatichafamba.
Alright, vamusendo, ndikunzwa kuti tine muteereri wedu wekutanga nhasi muchirongwa. Ndokumbira kuti mbobata parinare mukoma, then ndikudzoka kwamuri izvezvo handisi. Alright, Zimbabwe muhle lapa ecingweni silo mnumzana uFarai Musendo, yena he is the founder of in company yona itwa iFarai Pahiru. Ngimbuzile okunengi mayelana ngalokho abakwenzayo ukuthi kanti bona bathi ayi they produce ifuel besebenzisa iplastic, bakwenza njani? Uphinde wachasisa ukuthi bakwenza kanjani, bathi ayi they crush bona ama raw materials iplastic beproduce okuthiwa idiesel, amafutha awemota. Okunengi sizakuzwa kuye. Yes, I know ukuthi eningi labantu balombuzo othile ukuthi how are is that diesel good enough ukusiza imoto ukuthi imoto ihambe phambili? Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi silomlaleli thukunza ukuthi nemteri khola mapinda mchirongwa. Welcome. Parunari ndiani ari papo?
Shumba.
Mkoma Shumba, zviri kufamba?
Zviri kufamba nakadii.
Aiwa, mushe mapinda kamchirongwa mukoma. Musi kuhwika zvakanaka mukoma mati?
Aiwa,
kachitaurai kamukoma, ndiri mapinda muchirongwa.
kara se dzivhiri.
Mm.
Ndi zvakanaka kuti aura kudaro asi panguva yatiri nyika iri pasichoni yairi hatidi vanhu vanoda kutamba navanhu vaida kupuwa mari nenzira yechitoti.
Mm.
Hatidi vanhu vakadaro yauri zvakataura zvekuti yakapa makoreji ma5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Kungotaura but haisati yaenda mari yacho because no system yegovernment iripo. Saka vanhu vanongotaura sezvo vasingaiti.
Saka nemaonero muri kuti hurumende iyi is all talk no action.
Vanga matauriki acha nhaka ndanza kuti president unotaura kuti takaisa masoja nekuda kuti vanhu vaida kupandukira hurumende but aimboramba kuti atiyakisa masoja. Vanhu vanongotaura zvinhu vachizvipindura pachavo. Ende vanhu vanongotaura zvimwe zvenhema always zvekuti vanhu vanhu vanongovaziva kuti chiri nemuririre wacho.
Saka ndiudzei wamukoma shumba zvikanzi oraiti mari iyi yapiwa kune mayunivhesiti aya ari 5 aya nemaonero enyu zvinobuda mumayunivhesiti mainnovation ahubs aya do you think it's good enough kuti zvibatsire upfumi hwenyika zvisimudze upfumi hwenyika mati
vanhu vatinanozoenda kumayunivhesiti vanozozoenza kuti vodzoka zvevoya kune kuwesouth africa vonenga mabhii
asi kana mukoma kana mune product iri kudikana nevanhu musociety muda unosevenzera umwe munhu onaika parunhare tina mukoma farai ava vatoone kambani yavo nekuti vakawana opportunity yekucreate a diesel vachishandisa maplastic why would you want to go work for someone else mune talent rakadaro
vanhu vose ndezvaani vachitarisira bati vanhu vari mugovernment yedu vanhu vanongozvifunga ivo haneti kuti vanofunga vanhu vanovavhotera itinaiti katarira vamwe vanhu vakaita kana vachiri mhanzi vaya noya murume aitaura muchimubvunza mubvunzo wekuti iwe unofungei nezvakati iye anozotaura zvemusoropoda america chete vanatovati someone who is biased. Ende munhu ane achizi ane paanonokora pamwe zvisekuru vasamuwani ari on the table for us.
Aiwa mukoma shumba thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa handisi. Well Zimbabwe muhleli muzwile umlaleli wethu wokuqala igama lakhe ngushumba ungale kwele South Africa. Ushumba said a lot of things lapha uthe into yokuqala yebo isenzo sikahulumende is a good initiative kodwa ubona ngani into yokuqala that money will not go to university bathi ngesikhiwa uhulumende lo is all a talk no action ukuthi uthanda ukukhuluma kodwa isikhathi sokuthi okay usukhulumile mnumzana yenza lokho okukhulumayo kuthi hayi dololo ama action akuphumi lutho lina lithini ngalokho ngenani kuhlelo Zimbabwe omuhle let's go back to umnumzana uFarai says ukunengi Farai uchiripo parinari Farai
yeah
right ndambotaura nemuteriri apa but there's one big question that a lot of people want to understand ne diesel rauri ku create so kuZimbabwe uku kune shortage ye diesel uye zve petrol vanhu vakawanda vari kuchema chema and you have a solution why are you not using that solution kubatsira vanhu
mukano batsira vanhu uripo ndosa kamunoona kuti zvinhu zvatiita izvozvo taka tengesi nyaya iyi iri pabepa chete tikati ngatitange nepatinokwanisa napo saka izvozvo zvatiikutarisa nezvekuti taita vana mukana wekuti tiwedze kukura kumishini yedu kuti tikwanise kugadzira dhizi zvakawanda zinova zinokwana nyika kuti nyika iwanisike muupfumi akati zvino tirikurana hatirikurana tiine kapasiti kwiki saka tida kuti kapasiti yedu ikuru kuti tikwanise kugadzira dhizi zvakawanda zvinokwanisa kushanda kusimudza nyika mumaindastries nemasekta zvakawanda.
So how many liters a day do you produce with your company? I know earlier on mambutsana ngora ne rurimi roshona chimbutsana ngora ne chirungu nekuti pane vamwe audience vasinganzi rurimi roshona
at the moment we are producing on average 50 liters a day with the kind of equipment that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to scale up our process so that we can produce close to 20,000 liters a day.
Okay. 20,000. Yeah. Interesting. Now, going back to the STEM studies, you graduated from NAST in 2016, I believe. That's correct. 2016?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. So now, seeing as though you are a NAST alumni, what is your take on the government initiative towards pumping more money into the STEM? Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems?
Oh, sorry, not getting.
I was asking, what is your take on government's push towards, you know, pushing STEM within our university systems? Do you think that, because of course government has said that they're pushing the STEM with the idea that products are going to be created that will, modernize the Zimbabwe, that will uplift the Zimbabwean economy. Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical challenges?
That initiative is actually a good idea,
mm-hmm.
but it needs the proper and strategical implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will be just something on paper,
mm-hmm.
which on the implementation side, it will be lacking and having some loopholes on one or two issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a good initiative, having distributing funds to special institutions to allow growth of ideas that are emanating from these special institutions. You know, our teacher institutions, they've got brilliant people
mm-hmm.
with very innovative ideas, which can solve most of our problems. You see, most of our problems are in Zimbabwe, they are internally created. They're created within our country, and the solutions, they are also there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of trusting each other and trusting the capacity that is because the economy.
But that aside, as we speak, the current state of the economy is not really promising. A lot of people are not really excited to put their money in Zimbabwe. How do you guys move forward? Of course, once you finish your STEM, you get the ideas, you get the knowledge, but how do you go about pushing the implementation? I know with your product as is, you recently partook in a competition whereby you won a certain amount of money. But is that enough for the implementation? Because for you to be able to produce a certain amount of diesel whereby you can help society, you need money.
Hello?
Hello, Farai.
Yeah, okay. Come again. The phone is
that
you can repeat.
Okay, I was saying, Kuti, now, as we speak, the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, and one of the biggest issues is that we cannot attract investment. Investment is not really, a lot of people are not excited towards jumping towards Zimbabwe right now as we speak. You yourself, as someone who has, I guess, a possible solution to the petrol and diesel crisis, you need money to be able to make your business lucrative enough for you to not only produce the demanded amount, but also, I guess, make a profit for yourself. How do you do that in an economy in this current economical state?
So the first and foremost thing is we call for the international community and the other Zimbabweans
mm-hmm.
in different parts of the world to help such kind of innovative and good ideas they can.
Mm-hmm.
Surely go a long way in rehabilitating our country in certain areas
mm-hmm.
which are a bit in a limping
state. All right, regarding the battery, parunare, and we're going to no more guest wedu, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second. And this,
yeah, okay.
All right, asa mene makasine tu, and then we'll go to our second guest, Mnumzana Opitizela Ngcobo. Cousin there too, and a VOA Studio 7, Gulo Poas Jayakuruti, watching live from Khaberon Poas. Welcome. Evidence Nyahuye Uti watching. Aiwa, vanya uye tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. Undabezeswe Vigi uti, hello there, good intentions by the minister, but unfortunately, the legitimacy crisis by the so-called new dispensation will ultimately frustrate your efforts. Uvusimpofu uti, ngibingelele umsakazi, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Vusimuzi, uti ngibonge ngomsakazo olamandla, ngicela ukubingelela ubaba, uJekonia Mpofu eLupane. Ngiyabonga. Ayi Mpofu, ngilethemba ukuthi bakuzwile. Uthakawira Sangaza uthi this is a really good initiative. I'm looking forward to hearing more. Ecingweni siyezwa ukuthi we have our other guest uPhithizela Ngcobo. Mnumzana Ngcobo, welcome kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo.
Thank you very much.
So let's get into this. I'm really excited because when you're here in America, whereby STEM is one of the biggest things, especially when you're looking at colleges and jobs and so forth and so forth. I guess my first question to you towards the approach of STEM, of government towards STEM in Zimbabwe is, what is your position? What do you think of Zimbabwe, the government's approach towards STEM in Zimbabwe?
Okay, I'll actually say nothing works in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you are to make a STEM initiative, mm-hmm. first you have to create the necessary environment for people to be able to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. Mm-hmm. However, I really want to applaud their effort that they are trying to make sure, because the future is STEM. Mm-hmm. We are living in an innovative economy now. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the government trying to do this and that to revive the economy. And most of the time, the economy these days is mostly based on technology. Mm-hmm. You cannot go back to the traditional economy. You know, even if you are in farming, you need the technology to farm. It's mm-hmm. no longer that traditional farming, for some of us, whereby you take your ngomo and, you know, and umkuba and do that. Now it's more technologically based. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to say is that the government has to, in its STEM approach, let them decentralize it to the people, mm-hmm. especially in rural areas. I'm an advocate of rural areas, because when we're talking of farming, it's mostly in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And until those people get the technology to do the farming, you know, this issue of hunger is going to persist, because most of the time the subsistence farmers are the ones who produce actually a lot of food, mm-hmm. but they can't do that without the necessary technology.
Okay. Baba Ngcobo, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni just for 2 seconds, ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi?
Okay.
Right, ecingweni ngiyezwa ukuthi silo mlaleli, thinemtheri aphinda mchirongwa. Welcome mune chirongwa chedu chebe chidiki. Ari parinari ndiani?
Ndoitwa Denson Kwarazimba.
Va Kwarazimba, zviri kuhamba here?
Ndiri raiti mukoma Big Nice, kuri sei?
Mushe, mati muri kupi?
Kumasvingo kwamushandi ke.
Aha, kuri sei ko kumasvingo?
Kumasvingo kuri raiti Big Nice, kuri sei?
Ndiyo iyo, tungotsvagawo madhola kuno ku America baba. Kuti tumire imimi. Muchidzidza zvakanaka kumusha. Mati?
Muchidzidza mega madhola ku America.
Tikutumira imimi ka, ndimuri kuti takauya kuno kuti tsvage mari kuti kupei imimi kumusha ikoko.
ndizvozvo tinotenda.
Saka baba mapinda muchirongwa, ndiudzewo maondero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi.
Alright, inini maonero angu ndeokuti ndofunga initiative yehurumende yeSTEM iinitiative yakanaka, but dambudziko ratinaro muhurumende yedu ukatarira history yayo has been producing very good policies forever, but implementation yema policies acho ndiyo yatinozoshaya. Ukataura kuti raiti vana vacho vatiri kudzidzisa kwacho kuchikoro, vatiri kuendesa kuchikoro, maindastry acho akavharwa, chero vakanzi vaita mabasa avo chaiwo saizvozvi zvinokutaurwa namukoma kuti aproduce something, where is he going to supply? Nokuti mamainzi chaiwo kwaanenge achifanira kusupply the product yaanenge aita are closing down. Every industry is closing down. Saka ndosatiurayira nyika yedu izvozvo izvo. Because vana vanogona kuva so initiative, so innovative, but at the end of the day, kokuno supply those products, vanopedzisira vachingoenda kunze, nokuti ndokune market, nokuti Zimbabwe is already dead.
Asi nangu vachisupplyera kunze, handiri mari yacho inenge ichidzoka kuZimbabwe?
chinoneza avagoni kuzosupplyira kunze vari muZimbabwe nokuti apana there is no food to stand on vari muZimbabwe. They go out votonoita vari out vachitoita ma supplies avo kunyika dzinenge dzine market vachitovaka vari ikoko because we are talking of people va tine ma engineer tine ma vakatoenda hatisina vanhu vanhu vakatoenda manpower yose is out.
Aiwa mukoma
parazimba Zimbabwe yacho haichagariki. Imi makatoenda havo zvekuti mungata izvezvi muchishanda kune imwe radio station muno muZimbabwe but we went out because makatoona kuti muno hamusina market ya Big Mike. Ine mai
jibi ka market ya Big Mike lata iti kukurukura izvezvi mukoma. Aiwa mukoma, thank you so much. Takudzwa zvakanaka. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week.
All right, thanks.
Right, zvuka ndava nomuzwile umumzana ugwara zimba uti hi initiative kahulumende is good kodwa inkinga ekhona udubo olukhona iimplementation. Uphinde wathi hi uyazi eZimbabwe kula ma students amaningi that are so brilliant. Uyavumelana lo mnumzana uFarai besithi ibrilliance ikhona kodwa nxa sebeqedile and they've gone through these STEM products and they've come out with their products udubo olukhona is they don't have a place to supply. And uphinde wathi so asizweni ukuthi umnumzana uphithizele yena uthini mnumzana Ncobo usakhona ecengweni?
Yeah, so cool.
Okay, perfect. So you heard some of the things that came about from our caller where you're talking about that initiative itself. Like you said, he agrees with you. He applauds uHulumende for, you know, the initiative. However, he questions one of the things that is, once these students have gone through this program, one of the biggest issues is, yes, all these brilliant products come out, but there is no place to supply it to. How do you go about that? Because like you said, STEM shouldn't work in a vacuum. It should work in a global economy.
I think the big thing here is, although we say the initiatives are good, but the policies of the government, I think one of the biggest policies that they say is this indigenization thing, whereby certain amount has to be owned by locals. Mm-hmm. And people were raising the issue that most of the locals are struggling right now. So if you are going to say 51% must be owned by locals, even those who could invest, even from outside the country, they are struggling.
Right.
Even people who are Zimbabweans. Don't forget that a lot of these people who left the country, now they have taken citizenship somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And once you are a citizen of somewhere else, as of now, I think there is an issue that you can't do dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you would have lost your own citizenship. And then because of that, people are just preferring, let me stay wherever I am. So the point I'm trying to say is that initiatives must be backed by policies on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to come up with an initiative for STEM, be able to say the policies now are going to allow everyone. As an individual, I'm not really against immigration per se.
Mm-hmm.
Countries like India, the Philippines, actually, they encourage their citizens to immigrate. People don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that those governments, they create conditions that allow those kids to go to universities in India, and then they export them to the Silicon Valley here in America. And as a result, people invest back home because they feel that our government encouraged us to grow, and they encouraged us to look for opportunities so that we can grow our country. But the tendency in Zimbabwe is that anyone who is outside the country, you are viewed as an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You go outside the country just to say something bad about the government, probably, especially the former government. You know what I mean by former government? There is this new dispensation or whatever they call it. But the former government used to have this tendency of saying, oh, you're just going there somewhere to say bad things about the government.
Mm.
And so that's why even those people who get the education and leave the country, they find it difficult to stay connected because this is a government that treats you as an enemy. So, I mean, as an individual, I'm still saying, let people learn and let them go to other countries, but make them feel wanted, make them feel loved. Say something about people outside the country and tell them to, you know, come back home. You can still invest and get 100% of your investment. You don't need to partner with a local because, after all, you grow up in Cholocho. I have always maintained no one can be more Zimbabwean like me who grew up in Cholocho. It doesn't matter where I live.
Uh-huh. So, talking about the way that they do it here in America, you're an educator here in America, and you're also based in America, and you've seen how things function within America. I was reading about a study that was done about different companies that are based here in America, and they were saying that in 2020, by 2020, 80% of professions are expected to require STEM skills in the next decade. Companies in America, all these big companies, AT&T, IBM, JP Morgan, SAP, Chevron, Ford, Intel, Google, Boeing, Verizon, you name it, are all investing money in STEM. They're all pushing abantu abasakhulayo, all these students, and investing money into them with the idea that not only, one, do they come and work for them, but the idea that STEM is the future, when they're trying to jump onto that bandwagon before it runs away. Is that something that is benefiting the American economy?
Yes, the American economy is now almost a STEM-based economy. Mm-hmm. As you say, their largest company is Apple, and mm-hmm. you can't talk of STEM, besides maybe not necessarily the largest, but I think they say it's one of the largest, Apple. So they are aware that you need innovators, mm-hmm. And also inventors. People who are going to invent a new product, and also those who are going to improve the existing product. Mm-hmm. So we find that even in schools, again, it's not only a policy, it's about, do you supply the school with those necessary things for kids to do robots in classrooms? Mm-hmm. So my question now is, if the government is saying, yes, let's do the STEM, how many classrooms in Zimbabwe have got electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Have we backed our words with the actual actions? Do we have the necessary infrastructure that the kids can? Because in order to be able to invent something, mm-hmm. you first must have something to work with. Do our kids have something to work with mm-hmm. besides test books? Mm-hmm. And most of them actually, which were donated by David Conrad, I think. When I go home, I do volunteer teach in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And the books I saw were all donated by Coltart.
Uhulumend is coming in where they're saying, we're putting $5 million towards five different universities, each getting $1 million each, towards building an innovation hub where abantu abasakhulayo can now come and implement these ideas and create an actual product that is tangible. He is an educator based here in America. Okay, let's go back to umnumzana ufarai says ukuthi yena ufarai ubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumnumzana ophithizela ngqobo. Farai uchilipo parnare.
Ngilipo.
Right, chibaba baba. Manzi wazvazvitaurwa naphithizela ngqobo uyo ari who is an educator based kuno kuAmerica. PT ari kubvumirana nesurvey yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica vachiti aiwa, within the next decade, 80% of the jobs within the world are going to need STEM. Nema wondering, is that something that will be implemented munyika yakafana neZimbabwe? Apo pano vachiti mabasa kuti uwane mukana wokuita mabasa akawanda, you will need zvidzidzo zvepamusoro soro zveSTEM, science, technology, engineering, uye zvemathematics.
Zvinovadzidzo zvinonzi zveSTEM pakuno zvinovanenge vachiti tinoti zveSTEM. Zvidzidzo izvi zvakakosha kuvandudza nyika yedu. Tikatarisa kuti izvozvi nyika yose iri kufamba ichienderana netechnology nemarecent innovations, izvo zvinobatsira kuti kana zibasa kana zvichiitwa riitike zvirinyore zvisingarwadzi, kana zvinhu zvakugadzirwa zvigadzirwe zvakawanda, yatinoti mass production, nemaproduction rates ari very high. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha zvokuti zvinge zvichipromotwa muno muZimbabwe kuti zvinge zvichiitika. Kana vanhu vachinge vadzidza vawana mukana vavhure makambani, vagadzire mabasa, kwete kuti vanhu vanot wapedza chikoro votanga kuti vana mabasa asi vanhu vavange vachigadzira mabasa vapiwa mukana zvokubatsirwa kuti zvakadaro zvinge zvichiitika.
Okay, saka right now ngatisadisei nyika yakafanana neRwanda. Rwanda recently released what they called Vision 2020, and it looks like they're on course, they're moving forward in the technology, the economy is looking prosperous and everything is beautiful. Tikatarisa nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe, is technology something that's able to uplift our economy? Coming out of STEM studies, one of our callers brought about was supplying. You will have a product, but apana munhu wekusupply. Is technology something that's able to create that change whereby economy inenge iri readily available for products like that and readily available to be purchased and sold? Vamsele. Muchiri pwe?
Yeah.
Mandinzwe.
Ndipo.
Manzwa mbunzo wangu.
Technology yakakosha pachokwadi kuti zvinhu zvedu munomu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka. Tinofanira kuti senyika tifambidzane nenguo nezvinenge zvichiitikawo mune dzimwe nyika. Nekuti hamuna chisiko munomu vanhu vanonjere dzakadaro dzepfunga dzakafungawo nevanhu vari kure kuamerica munomu tirimo tinokwanisa kufungawo zvakadaro. Saka hapana chingatitarisiri kuti tinge tichimhanyidzanawo nekumhanyidzana sezviri kuitikawo nedzimwe nyika. Akati atinokumbira ndechekuti hurumende yedu yakwanisa kutibatsirawo nekubatsira vanhu vakaita seni vanenge vaine ideas ava vainavo avanokwanisa kushandisa kuti vabatsire nyika. Nekuti zvatoda kuita izvi hazvisi kubatsira munhu wani asi zvinhu zvekuti zvinhu zviri kuzobatsira nyika.
Now mukoma, imi mune experience studying mumayunivhesiti akasiyana-siyana kuZimbabwe uko, pane mubvunzo wabva kubuda apa wabva kuna ndave zezwe vhiki ari kuti is $5 million enough to support STEM programs kuZimbabwe? Imi sezvo muri umwe akagraduata kubva kuNUST, do you think $5 million is enough to at least kickstart the program to a point whereby something tangible can come out chinokwanisa kubatsira vanhu kuZimbabwe?
Chandinotarisa ndechekuti pamari iyoyoyo kana vanhu vachitanga zvinhu zvavo vanofanira kunzi vakapiwa mari voishandisa vachikura imwe yacho vachizokudza neyavanenge vachiwana mubudza nedhiwei yavanenge vachiita nayo bhizinesi. Ndo kunonzi kupa munhu chirauro than kuti mari iyoyo ngonzi yose pamunhu wani yakadaro. Inofanira kuwanzwa pane vanhu vakawanda-wanda, vanhu vavo votanga zvinhu zvavo vachiti maprofits avo vana vachatosa bhizinesi bhizinesi zvichitoramba zvichikura. Ikashandiswa zvakadaro inokwanisa kukwana kubatsira.
Asi mukoma, pa$5 million zvikanzi, because pa$5 million ipapo each college is getting $1 million pa$5 million ipapo, saka injani unoda kunzwisisa zvikanzi what right college iri kupiwa $1 million panobatsirwa mastudents mangani ipapo?
Sezvinhu zvisiri kuitika muZimbabwe izvozvi zvekuti mari dzidzo dzinge dzichiwanika mukana iwoyo, dzikatanga kuvapo kuvapo kwadzo kunomotivheta vanhu vakawandisa kuti vange vachiita vachida kuramba vachiita zvinhu mari zvakadaro. Saka inodzamara yakusakwana mari yakadaro nekuti vanhu vakawandisa vanenge vakuona kuti maideas avo anokwanisa kugamuchirwa nekuterewa achipiwa kuti anofanira kunge achipiwa. Nekuti izvozvi kune vamwe vanhu vane maideas avo asi vanongozvinetsera nekuti vanenge vachiona kunge hapana rubatsiro kana rusidiro rwavari kuwana kubva kwavanotarisa kunge ruchipa. Saka mari iyoyo inogona kusakwana.
Vamusendo, regai ndikubatei parunhare nditore umwe gesi wangu and then ndichadzoka kwamuri, handisi?
Yeah.
Okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi uNgcobo, we had lost him on the line, but he's back ecingweni. PT, are you back ecingweni ukhona?
Yeah, I'm
close. Okay, we had lost you, Tsingweni, but we were just about to wrap up anyway, the conversation here too. Now, I know Uguchwena, you're one of the people who focuses on mathematics here in America. How does maths feel? Because I remember mina when I was growing up, umuntu angathi Mike so we can't say maths, I would hate it. I used to hate it with my whole passion. So mina ngifuna ukuzisisa, how does maths fit into this whole scope of e-science technology? Because we understand how science works into this. I understand how technology is used in this. But in maths, when abo Pythagoras theory, bona bayingena phi le ndaba?
I think the first thing before I respond, what I'm going to say is that when we were growing up, it was taught in a vacuum. It was just all these numbers and X's and negatives and what.
Mm-hmm.
And it never kind of felt useful in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So in math, I'm going to try to find this in a practical way and link it to STEM. So now the question is, how does it come into STEM?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give just a simple example.
Go ahead.
We are going to make a Boeing plane,
mm-hmm.
that's the big thing, or Airbus,
mm-hmm.
just the basic measurements that you need for each and every that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not only just the measurement, it's the ability to be able to create a product that meets that exact measurement.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say when you make mechanic,
mm-hmm.
and you make screws and whatever, the amount of mathematics that you need for each and every screw is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm a mathematician. Their job is not necessarily to create the product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mathematician. They take a product, inventor or innovator,
mm-hmm.
and then that person passes it to mathematicians who then give specificity and measurements, say, even weight, if you are going to build a wing, it must be this weight. If you are going to build a landing gear, it cannot exceed this weight for this thing to carry it. So that's where math comes in. EOS, which are those products which people have as ideas, math makes them a reality by focusing mostly on a measurement.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. And then with algebra, they are not negative 2, negative 4.
Oh, Jesus. I will solve for X.
Yeah. Hello?
Benyisi, is that the one I will solve for X and I will solve for Y?
Yeah, or solve for X and solve for Y.
Yeah, bro.
They are called abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, we like when we talk of measurements, we think of geometry,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense. But I'm an abstract. They say what they do, they make you think in an unconventional way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why you know, some of us, when we're grade 2, we're talking about 2 minus 4, we say it can't.
Yes.
But once you start doing algebra, it can, because
mm-hmm.
you think in the abstract, you mm-hmm. view beyond what is in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where algebra differs from geometry, which is practical. Algebra, it makes you theorize and abstractize things.
Mm-hmm. So umbuzo wami ugcina pithi, and then I might have to let you go ukuze ngithathe umunye guest wethu. What can Zimbabwe learn from the American approach towards STEM? Is it something that we could use to lead towards bettering economy?
Yes, I still think so, but I'll still go back to say, first we need to deal with 1, policy issues, and 2, leadership issues.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we need to do with STEM, let's decentralize university leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Having a president being the chancellor of 15 universities won't help us. Get someone with a university like NAST,
mm-hmm.
National Science of Technology. Don't just have a vice chancellor who has got a technology background.
Mm-hmm.
Also get a chancellor who has got that background.
Mm-hmm.
Decentralize these things. The president can focus on reviving the economy and get the technical people to work without interference.
Mm-hmm.
And just to wrap up, I heard you say something about Rwanda. And if there is anything we can learn from Rwanda or America,
mm-hmm.
is that it's all about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Kagame, like him or not, but they say he's very, very focused on lifting his people. And they say he tolerates no corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Unless and until we do away with appointees and start to work with people with knowledge, mm-hmm. we are not going anywhere.
Umnumzana uPhitizela Ngcobo. Thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo ba.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. So, asambeni emakhasini ethu sibone ukuthi abantu bathini. On our page, VOA Studio 7, ndikona va Randman Support ukuthi 5 million yakawanda pane vanhu vanoziva zvavanoita. Anzi tinotanga nezviripo, that small amount can attract a big amount when there is progress. It's interesting. That's an interesting take. Okay, Mukunda Uti, mark my words. That money, if unavailable, that money is unavailable, will only benefit the youth on party lines. Imagine what happened to the good intention here, Beam. How many of those orphans benefited? Maria kapera kuendesa kuchikop, vana vaive nevabereki vaikwanisa kubhadhara school fees. Chete, ndabezezwe vigi, upinda wati, Big Mike, maths is the backbone of STEM because we apply it in our everyday life. If anything, Titi Zela just proved that to me. And I'm glad you're listening and paying attention. So, asambeni, to our different pages, VOA Shona, pane vanhu vakawanda varipo. Nicodemus ari kuti manheru akanaka watching from DRC, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Fungai ari kuti watching live from Cape Town, Kapa, vatsera Fungai. Mainiko varipo pachirongwa ari kuti hello Mike and VOA, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa Mainiko. Memory ari kuti manheru apo watching from Cape Town, zvakunenge kune mazimba akawanda ku Cape Town uko. New Life Hans, hi Chibaba, watching from Kariba, Kuriseko Kukariba. Right, Yairipo, Mainzwa, Yairim Kango, Mainzwa. Nguva Zaba, 9 minutes to 9, Kuzimbabweko, 9 minutes to 3, Kunoku America. Taakushika kuma gumechirongwa. Let's go back to our guest, Vafarai, Tinzwokti, Iwo, Vanoti, Nesha, Budo, Muchirongwa Nasi. Mkoma, Muripo, Eriparunari. Right, taakushika kuma gumechirongwa mukoma, so let's focus, zero down on this interesting company of yours. Vanhu vakawanda vanoda kunzwisisa kuti kambani yenyu iyi iri kushanda sei, uyezve how exactly are you looking towards benefiting vanhu kuZimbabwe as we move forward. So now explain something to me, Farai. Mambo tabata nyaya ye diesel. How exactly are you using this diesel, and what how much diesel are you cranking out? To what point can we start expecting, Kuti, you guys will crank out enough diesel for it to be able to curb the fuel crisis for Zimbabwe?
So, this is a true bad size of this. And of my industry,
how are you guys planning on using the wax? Wax. And those out, you don't just create diesel, but not create a wax recovery. How are you guys planning on using the wax? Murininzwa zvakanaka here? Ndanchibvunza ndichiti aiwa, andoziva kuti pane maproducts maviri amunogadzirisa muchishandisa plastic. Yokutanga taibata nyaya yedizu. Ko nyaya yewax, wax yamunogadzira iyi, munenge makananga ine chinangwa chekushandiswa kuti munoishandisa seiko wax yenyu?
Wax tinoishandisa toisanganisa neimwe mamwe maingredients. Yoshandiswa kugadzira floor polish. Tinoisa maperfumes kuti iwanike ichizvinhuwirira kana ichinge yazova mumafloors mudzimba umu. Saka tinonge tichiti kubva kumawaste plastic tinova converta kuzvinhu zviviri zvinova zvinokwanisa kushandisika mudzimba. Saka hakuna chinhu chinoraswa mushure menunge tatira marura yayaya. Kuti tichatora towagadzira ova maproducts maviri anoshanda. Saka hapana chinoraswa kubva pane zvese izvozvo.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, mapinda muchirongwa. Mbvudzo wakupedzisira, diesel yenyu, has it been tested and has it been certified by any regulators? Because vanhu vakawanda vanoda kunzwisisa kuti aiwa, sezvo muri kugadzira diesel renyu, dere chokwadi here, is it a legitimate diesel? If for lack of a better word, I'll use that. Is it legitimate?
Diesel renyu takaritesta chaizvo, tikariongorora, tikariona, tikaona kuti rakatongofanana neirori rinotengeswa iri.
Saka harisi fake.
Kuwanika harina kunyanyosiyana. Saka ndomandira rakaita irori.
Aiwa mkoma, thank you so much nukupinda mchuro wangwa. Tishato kuchaga kuitra kutiwa na umu mkana ukunyasu kurukura zakana katiju focusa pane kamba nenyu. I'm hoping kuti the next time patino wana mkana ukukurukura mnenge maa kutengeza diziri vanu akunyasu uya ni mota zao wachitenga diziri as they line up maa kugazirisa nyai yekushai kwa kwe diziri kuzimbabu
tatenda mkoma muwe nilu wakana
So zulugandaba limzwile umnumzana ufarai Iskati, so kusele 5 minutes wuhlelo lethu labasa kulayo. Kodwa, Zimbabwe omuhle as usual. You know me, I like to end my program with some groovy tunes. Sithakazelela i-art industry yethu nkhaya eZimbabwe. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, today on our program, we give our platform to a young gentleman, igama lakhe ngu-ASAF. He's a multi-award record artist in Zimbabwe who was the genius behind the song Good Anthems, njalo Mambo. Aiwa. ASAF, what is he saying? Not aninziweke yandava kutawra inonzi mambo yaka netwa zechokwadi. It's a big, big hit. Zimbabwe omuhle producer, bachengise azishe mambo ASAF.
They don't sound like the city dog. Yeah. Yeah. They don't sound like the city dog. But if you play it in your 100 feet, I swear it'd be the sound of the city dog. I can only give you what's inside of me and the city surrounding me. Would you be proud of me? I got the courage to go and be what I want to be. And listen, I don't want to deal with a jumper mode. I'm trying to buy even a young road. I like, yo, my son, do you want to roll? Yo, my son, do you want to roll? I know you hear me on the radio. I got the whole city singing, we young and we don't care if I'm not there. Why do I always got to prove things? I got a flex to show him that I'm the best. Now I know he's seeing me as a threat. Stay the greasy, I represent to the death. You know it's getting harder to hate. But one song, leave the city amazed. I'm now embracing the pain. Some of these are terrified of my age. Until the Lord showed me I could be king. And it's a movie now. I'm I'm wanting the top spot, feeling like my throne. I'm feeling for drugs, take the status from my boss. You was damaged in a box, you was damaged to the budget. Then you know my city loves it, your soul never touches it. And I'm trying to show the youth in the burg, I'm a power they have. Can we elevate the city with rap? Man, I swear the victory will taste better than a chicken shawarma. Ain't no black, I'm saving Wakanda. So when you rest until they die, when you rest until they die. Motivation if you're trying to get by. Man, it's feeling like you are dying. Getting high, poking prayers to the sky. Muno has a clear eye. Stop believing the lies. Man, the real crown hidden inside, yeah. So some may feel me and some may diss me. Ain't sad, it's a K-I-N-G.
I'm being as gone now. Ukusuta Marie. Oh man, lamba nebating it tona. Zagara bagon, kanda madon. Being as gone now. Ukusuta Marie. Oh man, lamba nebating it tona.
The boy ASAF hanzi ndini mambo. Hey, mnoti nenziwe yake. Are you feeling the vibes, Zimbabwe omuhle? At the boy ASAF on Twitter and Instagram. If you like his tunes, make sure you follow him. Hit him with the follow button. Goto atiboneni kutabantu batini. Njengoba sesifikile maphethweleni ohlelo. Tukona ndabe zwedu. Aruti, hope it's not fake fuel like the Chinoy one. Ukuda uti nice tune. He likes ingomega ASAP. Sibapo mutle, tashuka kumakumwe chirongwa. Nasi, tanyato kurukura nyaye. The government saying kuti vapa ma university. $5 million. Each university getting $1 million with the idea of uplifting his step. Lina listening a local, let's continue the conversation with Twitter at Big Mike P is the username, BIGMYKE3. Zimbabwe Mute, good night.